Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Today, I'm talking to Tristan Bailey, who is a freelance analytics consultant. Hello, Tristan.
Hi, how are you doing, Andy?
Pretty well, considering we had a party last night and I'm slightly hungover, but apart from that, pretty good. I wanted to talk to you specifically, Tristan, because it seems that all my guests recently I've had previous conversations with them, but we were together having a coffee a few weeks ago. And you told me about this piece of software called Contactually, which we'll talk about in a second. And it just caught my imagination. It seems like a tool that a lot of our listeners might be interested in, especially one-man bands, because it's a way of managing your leads and your contacts. Can you just give us and you've been using it for a while, Tristan, haven't you? Can you just give us an overview of kind of what it does?
So it's a CRM tool, which is customer relationship management. So it's sort of a bit like email and contacts on Pro Plus, sort of extra boosted up. And it's just it's a SaaS app. So you register online and you log into that website and you use it. It also has a mobile app as well. And it just helps you manage your leads and your contacts for keeping things going and ticking over and keeping up with people. That was the thing that I found that I was missing out on when I went freelance 3 years ago, that I'd started forgetting to catch up with people. I wasn't used to the fact that clients might not say yes in the first instance, that you did need to chase them. And once you're 2 or 3 weeks down the line, you've lost that email way down the list and you've got other things to do. So you forget to get back in contact with them. And then you get to end of a project and you found yourself scrabbling around going, oh, I better go and do some leads and find some new business.
Yeah, otherwise you get that sort of feast and famine thing, don't you, if you don't keep in touch. It's so easy, actually, to not keep in touch with people. And the thing that struck me about this, by the way, I must say, listeners, neither of us have an affiliate with Contactually. Although I think you did try, didn't you, Tristan, at one point?
I reached out to them, but they didn't have a specifically different offer. So the current offer they have running is a 30-day trial. So you can use that for free for 30 days and... then it doesn't stop after that, but it cuts down all the extra features. So you can still use it to get your data out and sort of look at stuff, but it doesn't do the same exciting stuff after that.
Now, the thing that really interested me about it was the fact that it integrates with any email, doesn't it? But particularly well with Gmail, is that right?
Yeah, so it works well with email and any email system you can hook into it. But systems like Gmail, where they store all the emails on the server, it makes the system much more proactive, because what Contactually does is it goes and scans through your emails and through your history and digs stuff out for you. So it's not all you putting stuff in, which a lot of the CRMs just they sort of leave it all up to you and they just give you a record of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas Contactually is sort of looking back through your history and going, oh, you've contacted that person a few times recently and you haven't spoken to them before. Would you like to give them a new status and keep up with them more?
So, Tristan, give me a sort of workflow of how you're using it.
The way I use it is you log in your Gmail account and attach it. In its basic form, it has the principle of it's set up for one person. You have to add in extra people of privileges and extra accounts afterwards. Mm. And it benefits from you adding in any other extra accounts that you have that will give other history information, other profile information. So you can add in your LinkedIn and your Twitters and other platforms.
Oh, I see. So you can like get information about other people.
Yeah, like indeed. Yeah. Yeah. And even puts that into the workflows later of saying, shall I add this person on LinkedIn that you've just spoken to as part of a process. So that can be handy if you're following up with a lot of people.
Has that proved useful to you, Tristan?
Yes, the little processes do prove useful. I find that my personal process for joining people on other networks is very quick. Mm. I'm not the sort of, because I'm selling me as a service, not a product that will have a longer lead time or it's not so integral to me. I'm quite social and active on social media. So I will have already researched someone on LinkedIn. I will already have contacted them. But people do find that the clients that I work with, they won't really connect with you on LinkedIn. They might connect you on Twitter or something else, but they won't connect you on LinkedIn until you actually start a project with them or they actually want to involve with you. Yeah. So if you've got leads where your type of business is going out ahead of actually knowing someone, so you've researched some people at a conference or you've been speaking to someone and they've mentioned someone, a name as a good lead for you, those people, obviously you're not going to know, and so you're going to have to approach. Whereas all the people I work with, I've already had an introduction for, or someone said that they would like to work with me. So I'm just managing that communication a bit outside of the sort of potential a potential lead.
Okay, so going back to the workflow. Sorry, I do interrupt my guests a lot and
sideways a bit. Yeah, so as a workflow, add the email in, add the other profiles in, so that it boosts up all the contact details and as much background as you can for people. Because the point of CRM is to have a best picture as possible of a person. And every time you're touching base with that person, every time you have a telephone call with them, an email with them, whatever, you just log that in. Mm. Because then when you come back to it, or if you are sharing later on with another person, maybe you have a marketing person or an intern or something that might do some of the follow-ups, they can see, oh, you did meet them last week. There's no point saying, let's go for a coffee. We haven't seen each other in a while, when they didn't realize that you'd just done that. Adding that other detail is good. So we link the profiles in and then go through and you start grading your leads. Now, I value connecting to people, but I'm not a salesperson in the sense of I'm valuing the deal more than the person. And some CRM systems just sort of cut off after you've made contact with a person. And I try and tweak this to being more towards a deal that I'm making, because it's the project and that might move through two or three different people. Mm. But you do have to in the first instance rank the people. When you're working, and this is the thing that I learned after a while of doing it, of chasing everyone who'd come through to me, is to start ranking people in terms of their likelihood to give you a good deal and a good bit of work. It's worth chasing them over a longer term and befriending them and going for coffee and catching up at conference and stuff, versus people that just go, oh, could you fix something? Could you do a little setup? Could you write me one report this week? Versus people who want ongoing marketing and ongoing analytics work, that it's much more worth following up with them.
Yeah.
So what we have is Contactually has the concept of buckets, and you bucket people. Now, you don't have to do everyone in your email address book, but if you take the sort of top 100 or the ones that you contacted last, which Contactually has a nice way of, you just filter and say, here are the people I talked to last and I haven't put in a bucket yet.
Yeah.
And your buckets might be your referrers of the quality A, B, and C. These are examples. You can make your own ones and it gives you some sample ones to kick you off. So A, B, and C being the quality. So A being ones that you think the project would go through would be a good money. Going down to the C, that might be something that might turn out, but you're not really sure where they're going. But then you also classify email addresses for people who are just in your family, co-workers, yeah, past clients and things, because what that then does is it pushes them out the way. You can say, right, ignore all these email addresses from my family and stuff, and then it won't remind you of them.
So there's this sort of concept of filtering then?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a filtering, but what it does is it triggers actions. So in the basic part of just the goals in the buckets is you're bucketing people, and those people will then have a number of days until it reminds you to contact them again.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So the people in the group A might be remind you to contact them every 30 days. The people in the group B, you might remind you to contact them every 60 days. And the people in group C, you might only contact them once a year. So it will give you a reminder to get back in contact with these people after those periods of time. But it'll also watch your email and say, oh, well, you already contact this person. I'll snooze that again for another 30 days. And this is one of the things I found beneficial. Even when I just first fired it up, I'd been contacting people and then forgetting about them.
Yeah.
And getting busy. And this pulled all these people up that went, you contacted this person 2 or 3 weeks ago with a quote or with an email that its system worked out was a sort of interesting email, and you haven't contacted them again. And I was like, oh, brilliant. Right. I'll fire off a load of emails and get back in contact with those people. And that's the sort of thing that clicked with me once it started doing that was I'm very used to managing my projects once a project is already set up.
Mm.
And there's tasks and there's things, and you're going to do some reports for them. You're going to help them evaluate their website. You're going to do some ongoing actions. But the work before that would just all live in my head or an email, and you'd forget about who you'd contacted and what the details were of the project. You'd start searching back through the email.
Yes.
And whereas if this keeps encouraging you, and it may be the project went dead, but that person you'd had a good connection with, I click that it's very hard to say, oh, that project we talked about last week, is it still going or do you have any new work? It sounds a bit desperate.
Yeah.
Whereas if you sort of think about them as a person that you're trying to, woo or entice.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Build a relationship with.
Build a relationship. There's a more professional way of calling it, yes. But you're trying to interest them in your service and you as a person. You can talk about them things outside of a particular project, and it makes it much, much more easy to write an email and much more casual and conversational, because you can just go, oh, I saw this event the other day and I saw that you were at it or started working on this for another client. Maybe you'd be interested in looking at it. And you can talk about them just in general terms or have a good summer holiday, have a good Christmas holiday, just sort of nice things to people, which keeps you in their mind. And you're not sounding like, about that project, do you want to pay me? which can be if you just sort of just following up projects and saying, oh, we finished this project last week. Have you got another one? It's much nicer to sort of separate this. And you've then got this workflow of following up with people over time and building up a relationship with them. But it's outside of a particular project. And that just helped free me up for writing to those people and looking for those new leads.
Would you say that they've hit the mark about right, Tristan? It sounds like it's fairly lightweight, or do you find it getting in the way, or does it sort of get out of the way for you?
No, it gets out of the way, but what it does feel like is because of that level of automation, and the level of automation is just reminding you to contact people, and you can then just, it'll send you an email each day, or you can knock it back to several days or weeks, just as long as you put some regular time aside to keep up with people. Mm. And you can go, no, done. I don't want to contact these people now. Tell me about them later, or I'm not interested in that lead anymore. But it's like you've almost got an extra project manager or an extra...
Yeah, an a PA. A personal assistant.
Giving you assistance, which those are the things with some of the CRMs that are very static. They've got all lots of good information, but you've got to trawl through them to work out what should you do next. Mm. And just this concept of, right, keep up with your good leads regularly and your sort of outside leads that might come off and not so regularly, then you get into a flow and it's just driving you along.
And have you found that this has made a significant difference to your success?
Yes. I feel that by adopting... I don't know how, I think the workflow of Contactually, I don't know whether how much I can attribute it specifically to Contactually, but just that concept of nurturing leads.
Yeah.
When before I'd know about them, but I'd sort of be nurturing projects or just be thinking of, oh, I need another project of this size, maybe that size client can do it.
Mm.
And you just have to almost nurture everyone that you might come back to them later or they might come through. I mean, I just had something that did come through on this January or July last year.
Yeah.
And then we keep meaning to follow up with each other, but it's never worked out. And then 2 weeks ago, met up for coffee, and then they went, oh, right, well, now we're finished with this one project. We're looking to evaluate it and go into the new year with something new. Do you want to come in and do some consulting with us?
Brilliant.
So that sort of very much more long-term thing, I would have almost totally ignored unless I'd met them in physically and caught up with them and said hello, just sort of on an off chance. I wouldn't have followed that sort of length of lead without this sort of just keep nudging them along, keep saying hello, keep in touch.
I know that you mentioned previously about a little bit of tech setup, but what is the tech setup involved in getting this working, Tristan?
It's just linking up your account. So there's a couple of processes that you do at the beginning with obviously registering your particular email address with them. It doesn't do anything to change your email address. It doesn't do anything to change your address book and stuff. It's sort of got a layer on top of that, which yeah. It then can you then optionally choose whether you want to feed that back into your Gmail address book with extra details you've got on people. But then adding in your LinkedIn, adding in your Twitter and other things that are useful to you, it builds up that profile. And that's sort of pretty much it. The only thing that you've sort of got to choose and then learn, and it's worth sort of watching a couple of their videos and sort of just following their demo, is just how you use buckets. And they do offer you slightly different ways of setting it up at the beginning. There's some slightly different choices of are you the sort of person who's going after leads, or are you going after sales, or are you doing community growth? Because maybe you just want to contact these people. Maybe you're more like PR or something where you're just chatting to people and just trying to get a closer relationship with them. Because the thing that it does give you is sort of as a you hope a pat on the back, is it gives you a scorecard each week. So it gives you a grade A, B, C, D.
Really? It's almost gamifying it.
It is. So it basically says these are the number of new people you followed up with. These are the number of existing people you followed up with. These are the number of tasks you've been through. And it's all just around those people and just at that light level of categorizing people and then just reminding you to regularly follow up with them and sort of keep a history of it. It's not forcing you into anything more complicated than that. It's just sort of putting you on a treadmill. I guess that's could be a way of thinking about it. It's sort of putting your email and your contact system onto a fitness program, and you keep going on your treadmill and keep exercising and keep it flexible, and that then brings results rather than just sort of leaving it in a cardboard box in the corner.
It's fantastic. So again, just the business model, Tristan, is it 30 days free, and then it goes, unless you pay, it then goes to like a sort of lesser form, does it?
Yeah, just basically all the reminders and the options get cut down. Yeah. So they have you can still put your contacts in buckets and look at them, but where normally it would let you choose 5 or 10 people to remind you to follow up with each day, it will tell you there are 5 or 10 people to follow up with that day, but it'll only show you one of them, and it won't give you the other automated programs and pipelines that you can do. So you can, for example, put all people in my B referral list. I want to send this automated email to after 2 weeks, and then another one after 3 weeks. And then if they respond to that, join them on LinkedIn. There's some automation in there and stuff that you can add in that it doesn't give you once it's cut back, just down to basically looking at your address book and reminding you once or twice.
And the website for Contactually?
It's contactually.com, contactually.com.
Well, Tristan, thank you so much for telling us about that. I think that's a tool that certainly one-man bands and very small organisations of a few people might want to have a look at. How can people find out about Tristan?
So I'm in lots of different places. Anywhere that there are people meeting and talking is usually where I am. So on Twitter as at Tristan Bailey, and my website is called holdingbay.co.uk. So that's my own company name.
Yep.
And yeah, feel free to get in touch if you want to ask me more questions about this or other projects.
Well, thank you very much, Tristan. And that is it for today's episode. Brought to you by Site Visibility, of course, at sitevisibility.com. And you can find us also on sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. That's where you'll find the show notes. We're also on iTunes and we're also on Stitcher. And if you want to send us an email, it's podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And there's a telephone hotline as well, +44 1273 256 150. So that's it from me, Andy White. It's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from Tristan.
Goodbye, everybody.
And we'll see you next time. on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.